In three. We're ready to start. Two.
Cleared for takeoff.
One. Testing.
Catch up now for real.
Ready to
spin 103.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
One, two, three.
I think Steve Jobs would have really enjoyed this morning's show.
Oh, with the new technology segment.
Oh, it was fantastic.
At 9:35 when I called you on WhatsApp and there was a massive delay.
But then also in Under the Covers, how we managed to cross over to a live radio show out in Texas.
Yeah. We couldn't really though. I thought you were setting up a live line that we could that we could actually talk to them. But no, it wasn't.
They couldn't talk back.
It was an interesting one as well, because you also, you like going over to your granny's house and she likes giving you a bit of content. Whenever we're feeling a little bit low, we have got nothing to talk about on the radio, you go over to your granny and she gives you a riddle.
And it was a hell of a riddle this morning. Very difficult.
But was it a riddle or was it an observation? No, like the time she observed someone picking up a skip, emptying the skip and then putting the skip back in a confined space. Well, which you said it was a riddle, but it was actually just an observation of a builder.
She did say that this one that we talk about is a riddle, but I am convinced she is the woman in the black dress.
And also in this morning's podcast, we talk about a potential rift between me and my housemate.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Good morning. It is 7:04 and you are on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Thank you very much for tuning in. My name is Graham O'Toole. This is Nathan O'Reilly.
Good morning. It is the 1st of August and we had quite the riveting conversation yesterday.
Yeah.
Is it still summer or is it the beginning of autumn?
Yeah, that's what me and Nathan talk about in our spare time. And we did find out that it's in fact the beginning of autumn.
I fell asleep. I'm just finding out the news right now.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
DJ Khaled and Wild Thoughts at 7:20 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan with McDonald's Breakfast. Making mornings tasty.
We're having a wild morning right now. My grandmother's riddles.
She is back. She loves giving you riddles when you go over for a nice cup of tea.
Yeah. Are you ready for this morning's riddle? You've been struggling big time.
I have been struggling. I still think my answer is correct.
It's not a torch. It's not a torch. A man was driving a truck. His headlights weren't on and the moon wasn't out. Ahead of him, a woman dressed in all black started crossing the road. Fortunately, the man braked so she could cross. How did he see her?
Corey, do you have the answer?
Well, it could be one of two things. Street lights, or it could be fitted with anti-collision technology.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we are working in the year 3000 here, Corey, I tell you. So let's go for the first answer. I like it. Streetlights, kind of similar to the old torch.
Torch on a lantern.
Nathan,
that's high up.
Is it streetlights?
It could be streetlights, yes.
Nathan?
It's not streetlights.
But it is streetlights.
No, it isn't.
But the street, there's lights on the streets.
I know there's lights on the street, but clearly on this street there is no streetlights. Is it? It's not the answer.
Oh, it's a country road.
Yeah, it's a barren country road.
Second answer, Corey?
Anti-collision technology.
No, it's not.
But cars are getting anti-collision technology.
Not that. I'm telling you, there's one answer and one answer only. It's not that.
But the anti-collision technology could work.
I know. I can hear what you're saying. It could work. It's not part of the riddle. I'm sorry.
Corey, sorry about that.
No worries.
We go again, Corey. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye, man.
I really think we need a riddle where there's only one definite answer. Because I feel like anti-collision technology is good. Chris, do you have the answer for us?
I gave him a name.
What is it?
The daytime.
Daytime. Nathan?
I can confirm. It was daytime.
Oh, Chris!
Yes, brother.
Have you heard that one before or did you just know it this morning?
I just copped onto it.
Oh, so you're saying I'm a bit thick, are you? Would you not think he was carrying a torch, though?
No.
And do you know what, guys? That actually isn't a riddle. My granny witnessed it. She was the woman dressed in black.
Chris, thanks very much. We'll be in touch. We'll get you some cinema passes. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
No problem.
See you, Chris. Take care, man.
I just love the thought of your granny just staring out the window all day, waiting to see things so she can tell you and you can bring them onto the radio.
I'll tell you, my granny, the gift that keeps on giving.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Yesterday, the breakdown of the votes for the finale of Love Island were released.
Oh, Graham, let it go.
Jack and Danny received a massive 80% of the final vote. Paul and Laura got 8.4. Josh and Kaz got 6%. And Wes and Megan got 5.8%.
Graham, it's over. It's off our screens. Just let go, okay?
People can't let go, Nathan. It has become such a part of their everyday lives. They can't shake it at all. In fact, it has consumed their whole entire life.
So this one-bedroom apartment is a very competitive price of €5,000 a month. It has an ensuite over
yada,
here.
Yada, 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 yada. Cut to the chase. Where's the hideaway?
Hideaway?
Yeah, you know, the room out the back with hideaway wrote on the door.
Sir, this is a city centre location. Space is at a premium.
I asked you specifically for an apartment with a hideaway.
Thank you for applying for the role of junior accountant. Let's start off by describing yourself in three words.
I'm loyal, babe.
You're what? Sorry?
Thing about me, babe, is I'm loyal.
But you're looking to leave our competitor to join us. That's not loyal.
Babe, my loyalties lie with you.
Hey, man, want to play a five-a-side tonight? We're down a player.
Oh, sorry, man, I can't. I've our AGM tonight.
AGM? What club are you involved in?
It's more of a society.
Society?
Yeah, the Do-Bit Society. I'm the chairman.
We are gathered here today to celebrate the life of Frank Joyce. Frank was an honest man and survived by his wife Julie and seven kids, Brian, Mar...
A gotcha!
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
I was looking at you during that song and you were muttering to yourself, is everything okay? I am here if you want to talk.
Everyone's all right. I was actually playing the imaginary piano as well.
Oh, yeah, that's normal.
Sean is on top of our leaderboard. He got 12 questions wrong in a minute on Monday, but can he be knocked off the top of the leaderboard? And we have a girl called Sophie on the line. Do you play Gotta Go Wrong every morning?
Every morning in the car on the way to work.
Oh, this is stunning. Now, you said in your message that you're actually going on holidays next week. Can I ask, where are we going?
Oh, I'm going to the fabulous Cork Bay. I'm just going down the country.
Oh, stunning. The country air will do you good.
Who are you going to Cork with?
Just himself.
Oh, himself, is it?
Oh, himself. Does himself have a name?
His name is Stephen.
Sophie and himself.
And where did we meet Stephen?
I actually met him in Lanzarote at a wedding. We were both a part of the same wedding party.
Hopefully not from the same family.
No.
Opposite side, Sophie, yeah?
So how long have you been going out with Stephen for?
Since October last year.
Oh, very fresh.
Lovely.
Coming up to the year anniversary now.
Is he the one?
I wouldn't say that now. I think it is a bit too fresh to be saying that.
Do you say that you love him? Do you tell each other that you love each other?
Oh my gosh. Just recently, yes.
Oh! Who said it first?
I did.
Oh, and did he say it straight away or did he say thanks?
He left, went to a different room.
It was an awkward silence. It came later on.
No, oh, he sounds like a keeper.
he is.
Well, Sophie, we want to try and get you top of the leaderboard this morning. Sean is there currently with a score of 12, so you must get 13 or more. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. Sophie, I've 1 minute on the clock. Best of luck.
What's 47 minus 2?
303.
14 plus 21 is 35. True or false?
False.
Do your best Lindsay Lohan impression.
All right, girl.
What is Pamela Anderson's job?
She is a chef.
Name a Jamie Foxx film.
Die Hard.
Name a Kate Winslet film. Name
Pretty
a Nicolas
Woman.
Cage film.
Pretty Woman.
Name a yellow fruit.
Oranges.
Do your best Australian accent.
Howdy-dardy-dardy.
Do your best Irish accent.
Would you like a cup of tea, sir?
What noise does a goldfish make?
Caw-caw-caw.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Oranges.
How do you
tomatoes.
How do you spell Bob?
Bottle.
Bob.
Oh, T-A-T.
How do you spell Bob backwards?
T-A-T.
What rhymes with turkey chunks? Oh.
That was funny.
We messed up at Bob, didn't we?
That was funny.
I blame myself. I can't really enunciate. Sophie, how did you find it?
I feel like I do better in the car.
Where are you right now? Where are you doing it?
I'm at home. I'm in my bedroom getting ready for work. And
ca-caw,
now
you're
calling me at this time.
Your family thinks there's like a crow in your room.
Yeah.
Oh, Stephen's there. Right.
Oh, he's not.
Okay, Sophie. You had to beat Sean, who got 12.
Surely it was easy if you listen every morning.
We needed 13. We needed it.
I don't feel like I got 13.
You came on and you got 12.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, I am gutted for you.
Oh, Sophie.
I swear I get 20 every morning.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. That's what they all say, Sophie. And then they come on and they get 8. Sophie, thank you so much for playing this morning. You were great fun. And enjoy your holiday down in Cork, bye.
With Stephen, with himself.
What accent is that?
I don't know.
It's a northern accent.
Never been to Cork.
Sophie, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Can I just ask you a quick question? I was out for dinner with my mother last night.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go on about it, but I am wearing a sling. It's not the best look in the world. And I asked her, is this okay, like, to go on a date with someone wearing a sling? Is it a good look? And she went, Nathan, I think it's a very sexy look. And then that made me feel strange, and I asked for the bill and I left.
Oh, God. It's not a compliment coming from your mother.
Yeah, no, no, it really isn't. But I'll tell you what is a compliment. Birthday bingo. We're playing that in the next hour. Don't really know how it is a compliment, but you get me.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Trouble in paradise in Graham's living situation.
I live with three lads and I am the cleaner of the house.
Yeah.
I like everybody's feet off the couch. Let's sweep up after ourselves. Let's put our plates in the dishwasher.
It's always great fun going to Graham's house.
And yesterday I said I thought I was doing a good deed, you know? Cleaning out the fridge, cleaned all the shelves, took all the food out, then put it back in. Except for some things that I didn't want put back in.
What sort of food were you throwing out?
Oh, well, there was half a chicken carcass, there was a couple of packs of mince, pesto, who eats pesto? Hummus, I don't like hummus anyway.
It's not your food.
Turns out my housemate isn't too happy that I'm throwing in the bin and wants me to refund him for the money I threw away. It was rotten. Trish, what are you saying about the situation?
I think you're doing a great job cleaning out the fridge.
Trish, I'd actually go too far to say that they owe me money for all the work I do in the house.
Well, I'm not sure about that now. I'm sure they're delighted you're doing all the work, but I think they should be just glad you threw out the rotten food.
I'm getting nothing but...
I kind of do the same now and again in work, and I don't care who owns it, but if there's things growing on it or it's there a while, in the bin,
but
gone.
Trish, it's not Graham's food. Graham's thrown out people's food that they spent their hard cash on.
Yeah, but it's probably mouldy and it's there for a week or two, so I mean, you can't eat it. You'd be sick.
Trish, I'm telling you, he was going to cook dinner for his girlfriend tonight. I'm saving that relationship. He might know it, but I've saved the relationship.
Yeah, well, that's very true too, because, I mean, the girl, she'd probably be very sick.
There we go. There we go. Trish, thanks very much for your call. Bye-bye.
Cheerio.
See
bye.
You, Trish.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Aaron, good morning. It's Graham and Nathan. How are you?
How are things? You all right?
Aaron, my man, does Graham owe his roommate money?
I think so, yeah.
Aaron, are you mad? Did you disappoint me, Aaron? Why?
The only fact, because you didn't ask if it should be thrown out or not.
You just
kind of took it upon yourself.
And what am I supposed to do? Ring them up while they're at work and just ask them, do you want me to throw out your oranges? And then hang up and then ask them, oh, I found some beetroot at the back of the fridge. Do you want me to throw that out too? Aaron, I haven't got time for that.
Well, look, you can make it up for them by cooking some dinner for him and his missus tonight, seeing as I was giving out to you.
You don't want Graham to cook. I tell you, he'll be coming into the kitchen just wearing an apron, that's all. You want your chicken cooked?
Not alone do I have to clean out the fridge and pay my housemate back. You want me to cook his dinner as well?
I know. No, you don't have to pay him back. That can be payment back.
Stop taking people's food and just throwing it in the bin, you madman.
Aaron, I'm disappointed in you. I thought you'd be on my side this morning.
Time for you out of my house because I need my food in my fridge.
Good luck, Aaron.
God.
See you, Aaron. Bye.
087-711-1038. Have you had a similar situation? Let us know. And do I owe my housemate money?
Can we all just picture Graham yesterday? A 4'7" man with grey hair rapidly throwing a carcass into a black bin.
Wearing just an apron.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I have one question and one question only. Graham, are you feeling lucky?
I am a little bit. Oh, can we give away the 1,000 euro? We pick a month every single morning, and if your date in that month, which is your birthday, comes out of the birthday bingo drum, 1,000 euro is yours, but you will not be going home empty-handed. Nadine, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Hello, Nadine. We are feeling very sprightly right now.
What's the plan for the day, Nadine?
I didn't work for the day.
What line of work are you in?
So I work for Vodafone.
Oh, very nice. Lovely. How long have you been working there for?
Nearly 3 years now.
And what do you do? Do you do the call centre?
No, so I work in enterprise.
Oh, that sounds very fancy. Lots of fancy things in enterprise.
Yeah, I don't really know what that means.
No, I don't. But I'm like panicking it. Right, yeah. Now. Do you like it?
Yeah, I love it too, yeah.
Your boss is probably listening, so yeah, good move. Good move there.
Nadine, we're going to play birthday bingo. Try and sort you out 1,000 euro. This morning's month's October. What date in October is your birthday?
31st, Halloween.
Goodness gracious, that's a great date. Oh, Graham is now sneezing because it's such a great date. His immune system's very low.
Nadine, if 31 comes out of the birthday bingo drum, you'll be winning 1,000 euro. Let's go over to Nathan.
Nadine, talk to me. It's a lot of money. What will we spend it on?
So I'd give Graham the money for the hummus and the pesto he threw out yesterday, first of all.
Oh, that is so nice.
I'd take the money off you, but I wouldn't buy them any hummus or pesto. I'd just buy it by myself. A pie, a nice chicken and mushroom pie.
All right, Graham, you're letting yourself down there. I have two birthday bingo drums in front of me. One is electronic and it's from China. The other one, the beloved Jackie Cooney birthday bingo drum. Which one do you want to use this morning? And think about it, because my arm's in a sling.
We'll go for Jackie Cooney.
Oh, God damn it.
Yes.
All right, boss, get up out of your seat. This is a nice bonding moment. We're looking for the 31st.
So our boss, Phil, is now holding down the Jackie Cooney drum. Ah. Nathan is doing it with his left hand.
Hold it harder, boss. Come on.
This is so awkward, Nadine. He slapped him on the back of the head. That's what I see. We have a ball.
We do. All right. Looking for the 31st. Are you a lucky person?
I hope so.
Have you ever won a prize before?
Not like this, no.
Well, you're going to have to wait a while because this morning's date is the 28th.
Oh!
It's a close one
it
as
was
well.
Close. Nadine, I'm so sorry. No 1,000 euro for you, but the 28th, not too bad at all. Gets you a pair of tickets to Nicki Minaj and Future when they play the Three Arena on the 15th of March. That is going to be insane. So they're yours, Nadine.
Fab, thanks a lot.
Nadine, no worries,
have a great time.
Bye bye.
You too.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Undercovers with Nathan.
We are not messing around this morning. I'm just going to throw myself in. A man has been arrested after trying to steal a shark by making it look like a baby. He got the shark from an aquarium. He put it on a little pram. He covered the shark in a cute little blankie, gave a little dodi, and wheeled it out. And you have many questions.
I have so many questions.
I don't want to hear from you, Graham.
What about questions?
I want to hear from my friends out in Texas. What we're going to do is, okay, so
this must be the drive time show or something.
I have friends out in Texas. They do a radio show, Billy and Bob. And I had to get tech in all night in the studio.
Can't wait to talk to them.
No, you can't talk to them. They're doing their own show. They can't actually hear us listen to them. You know what I mean? Like, we're not going to be in a conversation.
I thought I could talk to them.
No, they're just doing their show. So we're going to cross over. I believe they are speaking about the news story that I'm talking to you about.
Oh, right now.
Right now.
Because this coincides with the Discovery Channel their week-long Shark Week.
Can't hear
Did
us.
Somebody
Shut
get
up.
So amped up and so excited about sharks that they're just like, oh, God, like we got to get a shark.
They watched enough Shark Week where they think they're experts, kind of like when I watch too much HGTV.
Can I just ask you about it? I'm not too fond of listening to them.
No, just get back into them.
TV and decide I can remodel something in my house. Yeah.
Yes, that's what they thought. So they're just like, all right, well, where are we going to shark? we can go out in the ocean. And go, nah, take too long. We don't have a boat. And when they start,
but how do they get the shark out?
Yeah, he's about to explain.
Okay, listen. Now I watched enough Discovery Channel Shark Week to know that a horned shark is not dangerous. Like, if there's two sharks,
is that really getting to the point?
He's about to get.
I want to know how they got the shark out of the aquarium.
It's a tiny shark. He's about to explain.
And a tiger shark. No, thank you.
Very mean.
Bull sharks and tiger sharks. No, thank you.
I still don't think they're going to get to how they get the sharks out.
I don't think they do.
Horned sharks ain't bad. They pretty much turned the shark into shark baby and put a blank.
Oh, they're very annoying.
Okay, so they went to the aquarium. Yeah. It's a small shark, okay? It's only like 2 foot long. They picked up the shark. They put it in a pram, as I said before. Covered it in a blanket.
But how
it's a friendly shark. That's what my friends were saying.
Okay.
It's a friendly shark.
How did they get into the aquarium? Did they just jump in and take it out?
Oh, yeah, they just opened the door. The aquarium door.
And all
it
the
was
water.
A push door.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, thanks very much.
Are you impressed with what I did?
All they kept on saying was tiger shark and hammer shark.
Yeah, they're from Texas.
Did the shark get returned or
what's up? Yes, currently back in the aquarium. The police arrested all of them.
You seem so disappointed.
I am disappointed. I want the shark to be free.
Okay, thanks for that one, Nathan.
Thank you.
Billy Bob?
Billy and Bob.
Billy and Bob over in Texas. Do you want to give their station a plug?
The Billy Bob station.
Very good.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
This is something I get very excited about.
It's quickly becoming my favourite part of the show.
So our producer Callum is off for the week and our boss Phil is sitting in studio. And what we've decided to do is, for the first 3 days of the week anyway, we have decided to live pitch him new ideas for the show. Because usually we have to go into the office afterwards, we have to hang around and go, do you think this would be good for the show?
Where's he going? Get back in here. Now,
this is saving us a lot of time. We can go home earlier. Get all the stuff done now.
We should say there is a microphone in front of our boss. He hasn't spoken yet. Is today going to be the special day?
I'll put up the microphone and leave it up to him.
Okay.
So we both have three ideas.
That was him coughing.
Three ideas that we want to get put on the show and we're going to get live. Thumbs up or thumbs down and you'll hear or whether or not they're good or not. Are you ready to pitch,
Set
Nathan?
Set the scene, come on.
Okay.
You're going to go first, yeah?
My first idea, Phil, is Stranger Slings. In the wake of Nathan's shoulder injury, we send Nathan around the world investigating different cultures and what type of slings they use for shoulders.
Oh, that is a straight no. Mine is 50 Shades of Grey. Myself, Graham, and Jamie Dornan, we go to 50 houses, listener houses in Bray, and redecorate their living rooms. Yes, that's a yes straight off the bat.
Kind of similar, the weakest sink. We try and find Dublin's weakest sink.
Oh, it's that's a maybe. We had The Secret Millionaire, quite a famous TV show. How about The Secret Bankrupt Person? Oh, that's a straight no. Yeah, I couldn't really elaborate on that.
How about Jimmy Gainsford? Jimmy Rainsford from Picture This and Nathan go to the gym, both very skinny, and see who can get the biggest gains.
That's amazing. I love that. Oh, last one, the Wild Wild Nest. A nest is located in a random forest that contains a golden goose egg. You find the egg and you win a DVD of Will Smith's film Hancock. Oh, no.
You threw me. I thought you were going to go for the Wild Wild West.
Yeah,
you got me.
Yeah.
So I think 50 Shades of Grey is definitely the one we're getting out of that one.
And Jimmy Rainsford.
Jimmy Gainsford.
Yeah.
Jimmy, if you're listening, we're coming for you.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Good morning, Nathan. Is everything okay? You're just on your phone over there.
Sorry, I'm just trying out this new feature on WhatsApp. It's insane. It's incredible.
It is changing WhatsApp groups forever. You know, you got your WhatsApp groups, you give them a funny name, and only people within that group are able to see what you're writing.
I'm not in many groups, but yeah.
But we're going to try their new feature. It's just been released the last couple of days. You can video chat on WhatsApp, kind of like Skype.
Or FaceTime.
But what you can now do is you can do multiple people at the same time. Up to four people can have a conversation and they split the screen into
this
four.
This is incredible.
So I'm going to ask you to leave the studio now, Nathan.
Right now.
Right now.
Okay.
You leave the studio. I'm going to give you a call and then I'm going to connect you and me with producer Callum. He is over in England. Okay, Nathan has gone out. Don't know where he's gone. I'm going to give him a call now and we'll see, does this feature work? What you do is you do the video call and then on the top right hand side of the screen, it's add participant. And if we click add participant, producer Callum should be picking up. Let's give it a call now and see, does it work? Oh, you're in the boss's office.
Hello, konnichiwa.
You're in the big chair. How does it feel?
I feel powerful.
You look comfortable there. It suits you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to try and...
power going on. I just fired two people.
We're going to try and contact Callum now and see what he's up to. Be very disappointed if he doesn't answer.
I don't think he will.
He could be asleep. Even though he does get up at 5:30 most mornings. Be awful disappointed if he didn't answer the phone call. What do you think of his WhatsApp photo of him in a Christmas jumper leaning against the wall? Because it pops up on the screen. What I'm seeing now is the screen is split into three. Oh, there's producer Callum.
Yes.
Hello, Callum. We are... Can you...
You got a haircut.
Oh, Callum, your haircut's horrible.
I'm still in bed.
How is your breakaway? Have you seen this new WhatsApp feature we've just figured out?
Ah, group call.
Yeah, have you been aware of this or is this brand new because we're bringing latest news?
Brand new information.
Callum, how's your cat?
He's getting better. He's been in the vets every day this week.
What age is your cat? 40 years of age?
18.
Have we woken you up this morning, Callum?
A little bit, yeah.
Are you impressed with
Callum,
this segment?
Callum, you look like a sweet little mole.
Callum, are you impressed at 20 to 10 we are doing this segment where we call you on your on WhatsApp call?
Well, I thought you'd do this probably on Tuesday News, so you're clearly struggling for content.
Do you miss us, Callum?
Of course.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I don't miss you.
Hang up, Callum, so we can talk about you. Okay, he's gone now, Nathan. How horrendous did he look in the new haircut?
What happened? His hair?
Yeah, it was rotten. Okay, I'm going to play a song. It's Tiesto.
It's gone very great.
I'm playing a song, Nathan. It's Tiesto, Jackie Chan on Spin 103.8. Get back in the studio for Tuesday News.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And it is time to choose the news.
I feel like I am Trapattoni. You are Robbie Keane. And I am just saying to you, son, express yourself.
Who are you dreaming, buddy?
I'm giving you a platform to show different sides of your personality.
Three news headlines. Nathan, you choose the headline you want to hear the full story from. We just have too much stuff to talk about.
This is the paper.
Only way we can narrow it down. First headline, Nathan, truck you.
I beg your pardon.
Second headline, cough, cough, coughing on heaven's door.
I believe that's an Eric Clapton song.
And headline number three, hooked on a Haley. Now, I don't understand that one.
I don't get that one.
The boss, who was a film producer Calm this week, just slid that one across.
Makes no sense.
He said something to do with David Hasselhoff.
That offends me, that headline.
One, two, or three, what you going for?
I think I'm going to go with the second one, please.
Cough, cough, coughing on heaven's door. Nathan, that is headline number two.
Something to do with the Asthma Society?
No. No, it's not actually. This has got to do with a funeral price comparison site who has said they are breaking the taboo around death after its edgy adverts were banned by Transport for London. So obviously Transport for London looks after the ads on the side of buses, at the bus shelters, and they have blocked this funeral price comparison site by putting up their ads.
How edgy was the advert?
First of all, I didn't know there was such a thing as a funeral comparison site. I just thought you went to your local one, that was it. But the firm is called Beyond, and one of their banned adverts was a holiday style ad which shows a couple running on the beach while carrying surfboards which are shaped like coffins.
Oh, that is horrible.
And the advert jokes they are offering £1,195 one-way trip with roasting temperatures.
I don't like that.
I'll show you a picture
that
here.
That should be banned.
So you can get an idea of how they do it.
Could you imagine you wake up in the morning, you get on the dart and you see that? That would just depress you.
A holiday style. There's two good-looking couple running on the beach and they've got a sun going 870 degrees.
That is very dark.
Low cost, no fuss, cremation. Then also another one says, headaches, aches and pains, sore throat, Better get right in your will.
Ah, here.
They've said in response for their ads being banned, you see, we're all going to die.
Calm down.
Yet in the UK, I suppose in Ireland as well, few people like to talk about it. We pay too much for funerals, funeral plans and wills because we don't feel able to shop around.
Do you know what you should never do if you're listening to this? It's too late for me. Don't go on to Google and look up the death clock. It is the most depressing thing you will ever do. It tells you when you're going to pass away.
How does it know when you're going to pass away?
You just put in your height
and your star sign.
Well, and it's that easy.
Just both of those things.
Nathan, thank you for choosing the...
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8. 8.